Blueprint Reviews.
It's that time of the week again where we live up to the idea of providing a blueprint. These are your crib notes on what to read and what to see if you get a spare 5 minutes to yourself this weekend. And I'm joined by Fiona Steger from Avid Reader Bookshop in Brisbane and Philippa Hawker, film reviewer for Fairfax. Good morning to you both. Philippa, Oscars coming up Monday morning Australian time. Are you excited by such things?
I have a love-hate relationship with the Oscars. I can't help being interested in what gets chosen and what's up for awards, but the best films often don't get selected, and some of the greatest directors and actors in the history of cinema have been nowhere near the Oscar podium. So,
and yet Kevin Costner's won a director Oscar, so it can't all be wrong. But the film you brought in today was Georgia's nomination for Best Foreign Film at last year's Oscars.
That's right, yeah. No, it's a terrific film. It's called In Bloom, and it's directed by a husband and wife team. Her name is Nana Ektvishmili, and he's Simon Gross. And it's based on Nana's sort of experiences as growing up in Georgia, the country, in the early 90s. And it's a story of quite turbulent adolescence, where it's an everyday kind of film in a way. It's about these two teenage girls who are really close friends, and one of them seems a little bit more worldly wise than the other, but it turns out that in fact it's the other way around. And they have kind of boring, everyday, slow-moving lives in some senses, but in other ways they're subject to extreme and strange and sudden reversals of fortune. And one of them, in fact, is something that the director saw. She didn't actually experience herself, and she wasn't there when it happened, but a situation where a young girl was actually kidnapped on the bread line in a queue and whisked away to another life. And that's something that we see happening in this movie. But it's a really lovely observational film about adolescence.
Is it bleak? I mean, kidnappings hardly sound like the stuff of happy coming of age.
It's not bleak exactly. It's slow-moving and tender and funny and dark as well. I wouldn't call it bleak. It's got strange sort of combination of optimism and darkness in it, but it's I wouldn't call it a bleak film overall, no.
I was interested to note the cinematography, and it's been praised, and I was interested to note it's the same cinematographer, Oleg Mutu, who did 4 months, 3 weeks and 2 days, which was a film of a few years ago that listeners may have seen that I adore.
Oh, it's a wonderful film, and I think the filmmakers were very keen to have him make the film for them because they were working with inexperienced actors, and he's got this sort of very relaxed observational style that he follows what happens. He's not the kind of cinematographer who lays down the rules about the shot. He's a participant who wants to observe the actors and give them the most space. And so, yeah, he was an ideal person for this kind of film, because the two girls on whom the whole film focuses were found in high schools. They're not actors.
Well, I was going to say that. I mean, a film where the protagonists are children creates a challenge for any director. How are the child performances?
They're really, really good. It honestly has this kind of quasi-documentary feel sometimes, and it's so kind of natural and evolving, and they're fantastic. They're wonderful in it. I don't know whether they've gone on to do other things, but within the film they're absolutely credible and believable.
Well, in your enthusiasm for In Bloom, hopefully it'll get a second life. Thanks, Philippa, for that.
Thanks, Michael.
So that's on the screen, but what about on the page? I'm joined by Fiona Steger from Avid Reader in Brisbane. Fiona, tell us about Mr. Mac and Me.
Well, it's a wonderful novel. It's the seventh by Esther Freud, and Esther's the daughter of painter Lucian Freud and the great-granddaughter of Sigmund Freud. So she brings a great wealth of experience to her writing. And this novel is set in 1914. It features a young protagonist, Thomas Maggs. He's the son of a local publican. He's the youngest and surviving child living in a small village on the coast in Suffolk. And Thomas makes it his job to kind of patrol the village in lots of different ways, walking at night time, looking out for enemy fire, and then a stranger comes to town, and that stranger is Charles Rennie Mackintosh.
So the famous artist takes the role of the mysterious Dickensian stranger?
Yes, it's, you know, kind of what happens when an outsider comes into a village. And it's also Thomas coming of age in lots of ways. He actually wants to go to sea, but a limp stops him from doing that. And that's something that he also shares with our stranger, Mac. He also limps. And they're also both artists. And Thomas is just burgeoning as an artist. So there's a lovely look at the landscape through their eyes, through the eyes of an artist. And I found it completely enchanting.
Enchanting is a lovely idea for a book coming from Sigmund Freud's granddaughter, because feasibly she could be all tormented and demons and everything else. I understand this is partly inspired by a ghost story.
It is. Esther Freud bought a house in a village very much like this one, and it had been part of like her whole family background. And there's a ghost that appears to Esther when she's just moved into the house, and that ghost is Thomas Maggs, and she feels like she knows this person straight away and she can't help but write the novel.
I haven't had a chance to read this one yet, but I know that you've mentioned that it's a novel with a twist at the end. Does it all feel organic? It's not one where it's the contrivance that under...
No, it's not contrived at all. It's just a very subtle way that the book makes like a full circle. And she writes with a great visual and tactile appeal as well. You can really smell the coast, you can see the flowers that Mac is painting, and you can really feel the hopes and fears of this young boy, Thomas.
Fiona, that is a textbook case of a bookseller hand-selling a book. I want to run out and get it now. Thank you so much for that. We've been talking about Mr. Mac and Me by Esther Freud with Fiona Steger from Avid Reader Bookshop in Brisbane.